Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come on, did you play a little Black Hole Sun because Crowder was annoyed by White Zombie?
Equal opportunities.
Thanks, Dan.
Well done, Dan.
Appreciate the love, baby.
That's funny. Let me give you the stock market report real quick. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 271 points today. S&P 500 down 16 and the NASDAQ down 7 points. But as we end the trading month, right? This is the last day of November. That was the biggest monthly gain, the month of November, biggest monthly gain on Wall Street since 1987. So it was a very good month on Wall Street. Real quick, before we get to headlines here, and we're going to talk with Joe Zagacki this hour about what's going on with the Miami Hurricanes. We'll get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. But real quick, let's get to the Joe DeJoseph bad joke of the day. Do you have the big open for that, Dan?
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Joe DeJoseph, love that little horn. Joe DeJoseph doesn't even take the weekend off. He texts me a bad joke every single day. A man has been stealing wheels off police cars. Police are working tirelessly to catch him.
Get him, Joe!
All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solano.
Joe, man, Joe got something.
Joe's got it, man. Joe's got them bad jokes. Go ahead, Solana.
What do you call a man with a rubber toe?
Oh, don't try to shine on Joe.
Why do you keep jamming in on Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day? You have plenty of segments on this show. We don't want your bad jokes.
Roberto.
What? I don't even get it.
What'd he say?
What do you call a man with a bad toe?
Rubber toe. Rubber toe. Roberto.
Rubber toe. That's terrible.
I don't even understand it. Why? Like, if you have a bad toe, it's called rubber toe?
No, it's not. He's silly and he's dumb.
Did you make that up?
That's one of mine.
Terrible.
One of my jokes.
I mean,
that was a terrible joke, man.
Yeah, but for time's sake, you know, keeping us on the clock, Solana, can you get to headlines?
Whoa.
Thank you for taking control, Dan. Let me tell you what Dan Day is. Dan Day is the backup quarterback that comes in and immediately takes control of the huddle. He goes, I don't need to work my way into, like, I'm the quarterback now. Man, I love that. He's the captain now, Solana. And by the way, he's right. Get to headlines. And if you can't get it right, Steven's going to be called in. We're going right to Steven.
Mess up these headlines, Solana. See if we won't call Steven.
Dare you. Dare you.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I'm on my game here. The Dolphins, they beat the Jets 20-3. They improved to 7-4. And the Jets, they fought at 0-11.
All right. That is funny.
I don't think I've ever wanted a team to go 0-16 more than this Adam Gase Jets team.
Bad for us, probably, if you look at long term, right? If they end up with Trevor Lawrence, but I mean, whatever. I mean, the notion that Adam Gase is in charge of that franchise. I just love the fact that they had all their weapons back yesterday, and he had his starting quarterback yesterday, and he's the quarterback whisperer, and they couldn't score a touchdown. And then in the sound we played, he called it easy. It's not that hard.
And that's what the damn commentators kept dwelling on. Oh, the first time he's had his three receivers back all year. He's going to be terrible with anybody he's at playing with receiver. Come on, guys. This dude sucks.
Some schedule changes in South Florida football. The Dolphins, they will now play on prime time versus the Oakland Raiders. Yes. Saturday night, December 26th, day after Christmas, guys, 8:15 p.m., and they will play Duke this Saturday, 8 p.m. They were supposed to play Wake Forest. FSU was supposed to play Duke. Those games got canceled due to COVID. So, UM at Duke this Saturday, 8 p.m.
Right. We're going to talk with Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes, in the next segment.
Doesn't it seem like Florida State is doing the thing where if I don't talk to a girl, she can't say no? Like, they don't want to play anybody. Like, they're canceling all games. Just no.
Mike Norvell's had a rough go of it from way back when the social unrest was happening. I mean, Mike Norvell is just a poor dude.
The Miami Heat, they released their preseason schedule over the weekend. December 14th, they host the Pelicans. That'll open up their preseason slate. December 18th, they're in Tampa. That's right, Tampa, to face the Toronto Raptors. And they open up training camp tomorrow. They begin individual player workouts.
Did you just say that they open preseason against Zion?
Zion Williamson, guys.
Well, whenever you want to have the conversation, Crowder, let me know. Leading up to the opening of preseason, I am in.
You're saying this little eating disorder, he had months off? Well, Zion's going to be 340.
Oh, here we go. I can taste it. This is great. Playing the hits, man.
He can taste it, too.
Finally, guys, a bodybuilder from Kazakhstan. His name is Yuri Tolochko. He's married his sex doll, Margot, after they dated for 8 months.
She's very pretty. I saw this on the New York Post today. She's very pretty.
At least he got to know her. 8 months is a good amount of time. At least he got to know her.
Yeah. She's a baddie.
No, she's not. She's rubber.
No, she is a baddie.
Roberto?
Oh, God. I really don't get it. I don't understand.
There's nothing to get. It's terrible.
A man with a rubber toe. His name is Roberto. I mean,
but you didn't ask. But you didn't say, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
Oh, I definitely said that. I mean, I have it written here. I have it written here.
You said, what do you call a man with an injured toe or a bad toe?
Yeah. Rubber toe.
He did?
Yeah. No, he didn't. He's lying. So I wish I could slap you right now. I really do. I'd take the fine.
Those are your headlines. Sponsored.
Did he say that, Dan?
No.
Did he say, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
I'm going to run it back whenever we get to a commercial break.
Yeah, because it doesn't, I don't recall that. I wouldn't have been as confused. It still would have been horrible, but I don't think it would have been as confusing.
Just take my word for it, Dan. I think we can just take my word for it. These are your headlines.
The worst thing you could ever hear from Solana.
Sponsored by
God,
Modelo.
Your poor girlfriend, man. Just take my word for it.
The perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo.
How many times do you think he said that to Valentina? Oh, just take my word for it.
More than he's called her.
Yeah.
So it's his thing.
A beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now, partly cloudy across all of South Florida, raining here in K-Town. Tonight, the lows, guys, are going to drop to the high 50s across South Florida. We got a cold front moving in to SoFla. Pull out those scarves. Pull out those Uggs. It's going to get nippy here in South Florida. That is your weather.
Uggs and nippy. There you go. I love it. All right, Joe Zagacki, he's got on his Uggs, and I'm sure he's a little nippy too. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He joins us next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hawk and Crowder.
Pass the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, though they say you'll never know. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Both of us never tiring, desperately wanting.
All right. There's a lot going on with the Miami Hurricanes. They had their first basketball game last night. They've got a new opponent on Saturday. Joe Zagacki, of course, everybody knows, is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Very good friend of the show. But I want to start with Thanksgiving, Joe. Joe has logged into our computer network here. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. Hello, Channing.
So we saw on social media you had Thanksgiving dinner with Don Bailey Jr., your broadcast partner. Now, is that typical?
Having dinner with Don Bailey is fairly typical. Having Thanksgiving was not typical. You know, we couldn't travel this year. No, he usually goes to New York.
Right, so, that's right. So he was here, so you invited him over, and then we saw a video on your Twitter account. So he carved the turkey. Now, he was at your house, though. You didn't feel emasculated at all allowing Don to carve the turkey in your house?
Oh, no, not at all. Listen, I don't get anywhere near the kitchen at any time. My wife made the turkey and all that stuff, all the sides with my mother. They were in charge. And since Don usually does the carving on Thanksgiving when he goes to New York, we said, Don, we have a knife for you. Would you like to carve the turkey? And he said, sharpen it up.
And but, Joe, I watched the video, Joe. Did you regret that afterwards? Because he was terrible. He wasn't cutting it too thick. And, Joe, did you regret it?
No, all I know is we plowed into that turkey afterward, and we had it for like three days of leftovers. So I was good. I was good with whatever he did.
All right, fair enough. Joe Zagacki is with us. So give us the latest. I do want to ask about the Miami Hurricanes basketball team, but give us the latest on football. We know that they've got a new opponent on Saturday, correct?
They're going to play Duke instead of Wake Forest, and of course last year Miami didn't do so well against Duke. In fact, I think they've lost the last two games to Duke, which is hard to imagine. Now, this is a pretty good trade for the University of Miami. It will be Duke's final game that Miami was going to play Wake Forest. Here's the difference between the two teams. Wake Forest, so far this year, has turned the ball over one time. They have one fumble. That's it, the entire year. The quarterback has not thrown an interception. They've had one turnover. Duke, they've turned it over 30 times.
Wow.
Ooh. Good trade for Miami.
Yeah. And Joe, does this kind of what does this show you? That they can change opponents, you know, and I know it's Monday, so they have pretty much an entire week to get ready. But does this challenge the Canes in any way, changing opponents on a Monday?
No, because you're familiar with them from playing them last year. I would think they pull up all of your game reports from last year and be able to dive into a lot of the tendencies, or maybe not tendencies, but all the things, the fundamental things that David Cutcliffe believes in. So I think you'll be able to do that. Then, of course, you have an entire year of research on them because this is their final game. So I don't really think it affects Miami from a preparation standpoint. Miami's got to figure out who's going to be available for them to play. I think they were out in the field today, or maybe it'll be tonight. They were supposed to be back at practice today, and I think that's going to be kind of a rolling roster leading into Friday to figure out who they have. But I think they need to take the approach that this is a big game. They've got three big games to go, and whatever they have, it's going to be enough.
What do we know about the COVID situation with the team? I know they don't really release up until about an hour before game time who's on the list, but we know Manny Diaz is healthy and feeling well. I know he went on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning. Other than that, we don't really know how many positives there are or how many actual cases were active.
Yeah, I don't know, because when they played Virginia Tech, they were down 12 guys. But, you know, they were down 12 guys. A couple of those players were not big contributors, but they were down to, I want to say, the minimum offensive line. I think they went to the Virginia Tech game with seven scholarship offensive linemen and then one walk-on offensive lineman. So they were in you know, kind of a spot where they didn't have a lot of wiggle room. I think they'll probably be in better shape going into the Duke game. But as I said before, I thought the team they took to Virginia Tech clearly was good enough to win that game. And I think hopefully whatever they have right now will be good enough to win the Duke game.
And, Joe, you like talking about, you know, what they have back and forth. Doesn't this team run through D'Eriq? And I know, you know, he's the quarterback, and we know what's going on with football right now. The quarterback runs it. But D'Eriq is the keystone of this team. D'Eriq is going to win and lose games for you, correct?
I would agree with that. And you have to protect him at all costs on and off the field. I think my concern with D'Eriq would be simply that they haven't played in 2 weeks. And I don't know if the timing will be messed up or not, but the receivers and D'Eriq were just kind of starting to peak. The last three games, the receiving core have had their best games of their careers over the last three games. Each guy getting better, each guy getting more catches, and each guy making spectacular plays. So now they've had 2 weeks off. I don't know if that's going to affect them or how much it will affect them, but he is obviously the guy that is he's the straw, you know, that stirs the drink. No question about that.
I know you said that it's a good trade-off in terms of opponents, but, man, I wish they didn't have this break because they were playing some decent football and they were fun this season. Like, I have that gnawing feeling that this ends up hurting them, right, this kind of layoff, protracted layoff.
You know, the only thing you can say is they went through this a couple years ago during their hurricane, Irma, and they came back and they played, I think it was Toledo, and they had a tough time in the first half in that game, conditioning and the timing and all of those things. But that being said, Hawk, just about every team has had to go through this at some point this year. Florida had the same issue. They were down for 2 weeks. Texas A&M was down for a couple of weeks. Ohio State's been on and off. I think the approach in 2020 going into the season was hey, we got to be ready for anything. You might be a wide receiver. You have to play defensive back. We might play this week. We might not play next week. We might be scheduled to play Team A. We're going to play Team B. So I think you just have to get your mind in the right spot and roll with it. And that's what sports is about. Sports is about making adjustments, having a great attitude, but being able to make an adjustment. I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to talk myself out of it a little bit in that, you know, they were rolling along pretty good, four wins in a row. I remember I came on with you after the Clemson game, and I said, well, let's see where we are when we get to November. Can we get to 5-1 or 6-1? Here we are 7-1 and trying to get to December or through December. But maybe some of the momentum would be lost. But this is a team that Miami should, if they play well, they should beat Duke.
And, Joe, I know Hawk's opinion, and I know he's going to chime in on this one. But I want to ask you, Joe, because some of these bowl predictions are coming out, and I've seen a number of Gators versus Canes in the Orange Bowl.
Miami by 3 touchdowns. Yeah.
Do y'all want that smoke? I guess I'll ask it that way. Can the Canes hang with the number 6 Gators?
Come on. You got to ask that question the other way around, don't you?
Oh,
yeah, that's right,
gracious.
Joe. Tell him, Joe. Carve him up like that turkey.
You know, you guys rely on all that SEC stuff all the time. You just go back on, oh, we play in the big bad SEC, right?
Yeah.
LSU's not so great this year. See what happens when you lose 17 players? See what happens
damn,
when
Joe.
You
even Ed Orgeron can't overcome 17 player loss.
Are you taking a shot at your neighbor, Joe? I thought we were boys.
I was coming down to bring you an apple pie the other day. Do you see that video?
Yes,
we were
going
to knock on your door with the apple pie.
That would have been funny, man. Joe Zagacki delivering an apple pie to Channing Crowder. I love that.
Yeah, but Don's wife made that apple pie, and I wasn't giving it up at all.
I wouldn't either. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. So the Hurricanes basketball team opened their season last night after a delay. What do we think about NCAA basketball? It's going to be rough to get a season in, no?
I think it is. I think they're going to get the season in. I think we're going to have some disruptions. Now, I'm not an epidemiologist and all that. I do think that one of the problems we've had in college athletics is the contact tracing, the quarantine of 14 days. And that is what is affecting the rosters. And there are some, I've read through many of these news outlets, that perhaps the 14-day quarantine is the recommendation by the alphabets is going to go from 14 to 7 to 10 days. So that would probably help, because they're quarantining people for 14 days and most people aren't paying attention to that.
Right.
And they, you know, they feel pretty good after 7 days if they haven't, you know, haven't had symptoms. So I do think that might help a little bit, because the contact tracing has been very difficult. And so Miami played last night. We had an empty arena. The players were all, you know, the bench was spread out and all that stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing this team. It's been tough sledding for Miami in basketball since the day they lost to Loyola Chicago with that half-court shot at the NCAA tournament. Since then, I feel like they've been jinxed.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hadn't even thought about that. That seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, really, 2017. Really wasn't. You know, yeah. They had to get around the, you know, the investigation. It hurt their recruiting. Then we got the pandemic. They signed a 4.5, 5-star player, Earl Timberlake, out of DeMatha High School in Washington, D.C. Really kind of a program-changing type player. He gets hurt. He's out 3 to 5 weeks. So they haven't had much luck, but if anybody can navigate around it, it's Coach L.
Who's next on the schedule for the Hurricanes?
They're going to play Stetson on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then next week, on December the 8th, we'll get a pretty good indication, because Miami goes into the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They'll play Purdue on December the 8th. And the ACC season starts on the 16th of December in a game against Pittsburgh.
All right, Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes and neighbor extraordinaire to Channing Crowder in the wonderful municipality.
I saw Crowder a couple weeks ago out there fishing. I stopped by. I was on my bicycle. He was out there. He was out fishing.
And Joe, what I have in that cooler, Joe?
He had some nice fish, and then he was going then he was going to take them and put them in the lake behind his house. Which is probably illegal.
Repopulate.
Joe, I thought that was between us.
Oops, sorry.
Spilling secrets. Joe Zagacki, thanks for making time for us, Joe.
Anytime, fellas. Thank you.
Obviously, we'll talk to the Carver, Don Bailey Jr., towards the end of the week and give him some calls to work into Saturday night's broadcast against Duke. All right, we've got an hour and a half left on the program today. I want to get Crowder's real take on the Dolphins' victory yesterday over the New York Jets, so we'll do that here momentarily.
Y'all know we love the game of football. We talk about football. Joe was just talking about football. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around like I played football. That's why I love telling y'all about Dade County Federal Credit Union, who's been serving South Florida since 1939. And you talk about helping members gain financial stability that we all want and need. Let me tell you, DCFCU is the real MVP of financial stability. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and we all know they only partner with the best of the best. Get better services than offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. And no matter what those financial goals are, DCFCU will help you get there. From checkings to saving accounts, business accounts, credit cards, even auto loans, they have this awesome first-time car buying program that I love, and it's called the Dade Auto Desk. With the Dade Auto Desk, they will actually help you find the car of your dreams, and you won't have to pay dealer fees. How sweet is that? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you're already eligible to become a member, but you gotta go to fincu.com. That's FINSCU.com to get all the information. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They're your credit union. You gotta visit fincu.com today.
All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
What are you gonna do? We're gonna go to war! Hang up your phone.
Hock and Crowder.
Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it.
I'll make you think of the Miami Heat every time. But it's a celebratory victory Monday for your Miami Dolphins, 7-4. So you have any major takeaways from... I'll tell you, watching the Dolphins game yesterday, it was a sluggish start. You feel like they should just have their way with the New York Jets, which they kind of ended up doing, but saw a couple of positives. When Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing, obviously, Devontae Parker seems to be more at ease, and Mike Gesicki had one hell of a catch in the end zone yesterday. Any big takeaways from the victory yesterday?
No, Hawk, you hit it on the head. Say it in a different way than you just said it. Fitzy has a better connection with Gesicki and Parker than Tua does. And isn't it kind of justified because he played with him for over a year and Tua has a month in? So that's the one thing. But, Hawk, the on Twitter, really, because I didn't see it too much in the national media, but on Twitter where I was saying, and actually some of my friends texted me when we were talking earlier about it, Fitzy's better than Tua. You can't say that I'm a better fighter or you're a better fighter than me. Let's say I went in to fight Christian Wilkins and Emmanuel Ogba, and then you fought a sixth grader and you whooped the sixth grader. You can't say that you're a better fighter than me, where I don't want you to evaluate playing the Jets like you're playing the Broncos or the Cardinals, because the Jets are a sixth grade team compared to real NFL teams with Adam Gase and Greg Williams. So the evaluation of Fitzy being better than Tua after a Jets game, that's what got to me with people on Twitter. I'm not going to lie, but yes.
Yeah, and I will say we had Mike Cugno from CBS4 on in the 3 o'clock hour. He said flat out, Tua is better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. He said it without hesitation, and he said it as if everyone knows that. And I was a little taken aback by that because I've seen a lot of the opposite, which obviously you're referring to now. Yeah. But who is better, in your opinion? Who gives the Dolphins... Forget about Cincinnati. Who'd we find out is the quarterback for Cincinnati? Solana, you told me earlier.
Yeah, he texted.
It's somebody, not Ryan Finley.
Brandon Allen
will be the quarterback, I guess, on Sunday. So let's forget. I mean, Dolphins are double-digit favorites against the Bengals. I don't think the quarterback hopefully won't make too much of a difference. But the week after that is Kansas City. Who gives the Dolphins, it's a long shot at best to beat Kansas City, who gives the Dolphins a better chance at beating the Kansas City Chiefs?
Tua.
Really? I agree.
It's Tua, but and it's some nuance to this because your top two receivers right now, I don't know if you disagree, Hawk, but your top two receivers are Gesicki and Parker, and I did that backwards. Parker 1, Gesicki 2. Do you agree with that?
Yes, totally.
And Fitzy has a better connection with your number one and number two receiver. This run game isn't going to give you anything now. Let's be honest. Like, I love Gaskins to death, but before he was hurt, we weren't nothing in the run. So the better quarterback or the guy with better connection with your best receivers, and this is why I think that the thumb injury bailed Flores out, because you have to think about it. Do you want the guy that I would say is more seasoned, marinated a little more in this offense and with his weapons, or the guy that has more talent? Because we all know Tua Tagovailoa has more arm talent, more upside, a higher ceiling than Fitzy. But I'll say flat out, Fitzy has a better connection with your top two receivers. This isn't an easy question, Hawk. I'll say that.
Here's where I would go to on it. It's a big game against a really good team. I'm not looking at any numbers, but just knowing who Ryan Fitzpatrick is over his career, my guess is he doesn't win a ton of big games over really good teams. He's a average quarterback, right, that has some good games. But my guess is, and again, I'm assuming here, I'm not looking at any of the numbers. My guess is they're more often than not against losing teams, against the Jets. I know two of his victories this year have been against the Jets, right, against bad teams. So for my money, if I'm going against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs with a premier quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, I want the guy who I've seen do it on the big stage in the national championship game. I want Tua Tagovailoa because I know who Ryan Fitzpatrick is. I think I have very little chance of winning a game against the Kansas City Chiefs with Ryan Fitzpatrick as my quarterback, and I don't know what my chances are with Tua Tagovailoa, and that's why I'd go with Tua. I don't know if it's a backwards rationalization or a backwards strategy or not, but that's why I would go with Tua in that situation.
I think I would, to your point, Hawk, I would rather, I think Tua gives you a better chance to beat the Chiefs. And on the other side, I would rather lose to the Chiefs with Tua in the game.
Definitely. Definitely. That one for me is that's the no-brainer for me. It's why I was angry that they pulled Tua in the Denver game. I'd rather lose to Denver with Tua as my quarterback than Ryan Fitzpatrick as my quarterback. I'd much rather lose to Patrick Mahomes and KC with Tua as my quarterback than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I've seen Tua beat Herbert and Murray. I want to see what he does against the best of the best in Patrick Mahomes. And we know, and I don't know what the numbers are going to be, Hawk, but we'll be close to double-digit dogs in that game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends a little bit on how they look against Cincinnati, because if they're, you know, what do they be? They'd be 8-4 going into that game. Like, I don't know if they'll be double-digit, and it's a home game, right? Yes. I think I saw yesterday that Jim Nance and Tony Romo are going to be on the call nationally for this Dolphins-Chiefs game. It'll be a fun game, man. If Tua's the quarterback, it adds a whole new element to it.
And, Hawk, we saw yesterday with the Bucks where when you play the Chiefs, when you have 4th-and-1, bro, you don't punt it because you know they're going to put points on the board. Yep. If I know that you have to play aggressive on offense, if I know you have to take chances on offense, I want Tua in the game. I want you to try. I want Chan Gailey and Flores, and I'm calling them out. I want them to get Tua prepared to go against. And I would say, I don't know if this is a minority opinion, but I think it's a majority opinion. I want Tua to go against the best quarterback that I've seen in a long time in Patrick Mahomes, and I would say the best quarterback in the league. Cut him loose. Cut Tua loose. All these empties they're running, all these 5-wide they're running, run it with Tua. They weren't running 5-wide with Tua, and they got it last week in Fitzy, and they put Fitzy in 5-wide when they replaced him in the last game. I want to see Tua in 5-wide. If you think you have a future franchise quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, put him in a situation to beat Patrick Mahomes. That's what I want to see, Hawk. I want to see them game plan with Tua against the best of the best. That would give me a lot of confidence in the future of the Dolphins.
Yep, you've got no argument from me, man. I want to see him zinging the ball around. I want to see him try at least to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, knowing that no one really can. I mean, Tom Brady came from behind last night. KC ends up winning. But, I want to see that. I want to see that for the next, 15 years, obviously. That's the goal. You know Patrick Mahomes is going to be around. You want Tua to be around.
And, Hawk, will he fail? If I had to bet money because we're gamblers, I would say, yeah, he'll fail. But don't you want to watch Tua fail over Fitzy fail?
Yep, no doubt.
And
no
we're on the same page with this, and I don't know how fans feel, but right there, I would rather want Tua to get whooped by Patrick than Fitzy, because at least you see what you got. At least you see your guy versus the best, your guy versus the elite. I want to see that challenge. I don't want to see Fitzy put up 20 and see what happens. I don't want to see that anymore. I'm done with that.
Yep, no, I am in total agreement on that. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up here momentarily, and we'll let you know during the Funky Buddha Happy Hour what Brian Flores had to say during his press conference. In case you missed it, we aired it live around 2 o'clock. I had plenty of Funky Buddha this weekend watching football. Actually, it was a 4-day weekend. I had plenty of Funky Buddha. I had some Thanksgiving, then again on the next day, and then Saturday, Sunday. It was a fun long weekend. How was your Thanksgiving, Crowder? You have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, man, a good Thanksgiving with the family and all. You know, I love it. Now with the 3 kids now, we really have. It's just the family and all, and we went up north and we saw my sister and them, so it was a good time, man. I love Thanksgiving. I love family holidays. I don't like the ones where you spend a lot of money. I hate Christmas. Hate Christmas.
How dare you? You just called yourself a good Christian 30 minutes ago. How can you say you hate Christmas in the next breath?
I love the religious backing of it, but the gifts I hate because all it is money.
Solana, how was your Thanksgiving? I know your brother was going to cook the turkey for the first time.
Yeah, a little dry. I gotta be honest. A little dry.
Did he smoke it, bake it, fry it? What'd he do?
Nah, I just popped it in the oven. Good old traditional old fashioned turkey. It was his first attempt.
He baked a turkey?
Yeah, a little dry.
Did he baste it? Did he put some butter underneath the skin on top of it? Like, how did he prepare it?
You gotta do the Creole butter. You have to inject it to get the juice inside.
Where it cooks into it. Yeah. Did he do anything to prepare it?
All I know is he bought a thermometer special for Thanksgiving Day, and it came out a little dry. So, yeah.
Well, the thermometer measures temperature, you know, not moisture.
Yeah. This Solana family, I don't think they understand items.
I don't know if Alejandro understands what the thermometer was for. That was for the temperature. You understand inside the bird.
I understood that once the temperature got to a certain temperature, you take out the turkey to avoid it being dry or overcooked. That's what I thought the thermometer was for.
Okay, I got you. Well, based on the way you prepare it, though.
What about the little thing with the red, you know, that little white thing with the red top that pops out when it's hot enough?
Yeah, that'll let you know. Yeah. That lets you know.
Y'all didn't use that? Your brother didn't use that?
No. No, this thermometer was very fancy, though. It looked good. It was a nice picture. Right.
But let me ask you something. Are you the smarter one out of you and your brother?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that
Christ.
Says a lot, doesn't it? Yeah, that says a lot. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll get the Dolphins victory montage in as well. That's coming your way here momentarily.
I've been telling y'all about Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet and my good friend Eric Nunez for years now. You have to get down to Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, go down to the best, and that is Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. I'll tell you this. Eric's been telling me now. I talk to Eric all the time. We were texting about the Dolphin game yesterday. He told me that there's a lot of fake deals and prices going on right now. On the internet, the TV commercials where they tell you a price, then you get down to the dealership and they done thrown $15,000, $20,000 more on that vehicle. I'm going to tell you this, because you know I'm a proud owner of my Chevrolets now. Suburban, I have my Silverado. The price that Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet shows you is the price you get. So stop falling for the fake price and nonsense out there and just go to Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Family owned and operated, and they have been selling Chevys to generation after generation of families since the 50s. That's right, the 50s. No one sells Chevys for less. No one has ever, and no one will ever sell Chevys for less than Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery or pickup. If you want to go down to the showroom, I'm telling you, the showroom's immaculate. Meet Eric Nunez. He's an awesome dude. The sales department, the service staff, they have trophies on the wall. They win trophies. You'll see the trophy cases on the wall in the immaculate showroom. But if you're not comfortable with that, you can shop at home. Go pick your car up or they'll deliver it to you. But the price they show is the price you get, like I told you. They will give you the best price on a Chevrolet, and that is a guarantee. Treat you like family and get you in a vehicle that you want for the lowest price is what Eric tells me, is what I get, and it's what you get. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, 5 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.